This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Science and technology.
Hatching eggs has long been a staple of elementary school learning and probably a lesson you remember fondly. So why is one school system in Chatham County, North Carolina, looking to shake up tradition and put a new twist on an old favorite? In Chatham County, the Local 4-H Club, a national organization that seeks to connect students with agricultural activities, reached out to a nearby nonprofit organization, the Livestock Conservancy, to partner up. The plan? To teach students in the egg hatching program not only about the life cycle, but also about different types of rare breeds of chickens and ducks and the importance of saving these animals.
We get involved because this is a demographic of the public that we really have a hard time reaching and teaching to. Most of the members we have are 40-somethings or older, and we've really been trying to find ways to get in tune with younger crowds and, you know, what better thing than to catch them this young and get them excited at this age.
That was Jeanette Berenger, the Livestock Conservancy's Research and Technical Program Manager, explaining why the Conservancy was more than happy to join on. Embryology programs, commonly known as egg hatching, provide students a hands-on experience with the circle of life. The egg hatching program involves incubating chicken or duck eggs for 21 days, with students caring for the fertilized eggs, and then the chicks and ducklings once they hatch. The program culminates in the chicks and ducklings being returned to the breeders in which they came from. Berenger further explains the benefit of using rare breeds in the egg hatching program.
This has been really rewarding for the teachers as well, because they can expand their educational message to talk about livestock conservation or why are some farm animals becoming rare. And also, these chickens look different. They're red. They're not, you know, your average white chicken that people see on the chicken trucks every day.
12 classes in Chatham County received a total of 8 dozen Buckeye chicken eggs from Berenger herself, and over 3 dozen Magpie and Saxony duck eggs from a Conservancy member. After initial success in its first year, more classes will participate in the next hatching season. Berenger hopes to see the heritage-focused egg hatching program expel well beyond Chatham County.
Well, what we've done is I've published a couple of articles, you know, in our newsletter, and I've tried to get word out through some of my other contacts to encourage people to go to their local extension and see if there's a situation similar to us where it's part of the curriculum, and, you know, encourage people to get involved and do more in this realm.
The Livestock Conservancy has worked over the past 40 years with farmers, chefs, historians, consumers, and others around the nation to protect nearly 200 breeds of livestock and poultry from extinction. Teaching young children about heritage breeds through egg hatching programs is just one more step in the protection and preservation of rare breeds. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Bitsy Kipping.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.